This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
Wilma, I promise you, whatever scum did this, not one man on this force will rest for 1 minute until he's behind bars. Now let's grab a bite to eat.
Who's back in rehab?
I'm going to get Rachel. Nobody filled that oil tank. All winter long.
And who's hitting who?
I like these guys. They're funny guys. Just kill one of them.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, Dark Trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, those guys listen, NMLS 2239. Rockstar, I don't know if you've heard this. I know you and I are both big fans of Chris Cornell, one of the most distinct voices over the last three or four decades in music. A stacked lineup will honor the late legend Chris Cornell's legacy in music at a benefit concert early next year. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not. I saw they unveiled a statue of him in Seattle, though.
It's pretty cool. On January 16th at the Forum in Los Angeles, I Am the Highway, a tribute to Chris Cornell, will feature performances from members of Cornell-affiliated groups Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, and Audioslave, as well as other rock greats including Foo Fighters, Metallica, and Ryan Adams.
Wow.
Jimmy Kimmel will host the event. It will benefit the Chris and Vicky Cornell Foundation.
Heck of a show.
Tickets go on sale this Friday. Purchases will also include a copy of Cornell's self-titled career retrospective album, which will arrive on the same day and contains previously unreleased material. Now, Cornell died, as we all remember, back May 18th, 2017, in the Detroit hotel room shortly after a performance with Soundgarden. So, kind of a cool event there. That'd be awesome if you're in LA to be able to see that.
I do like those kind of tribute events like that, though, when everyone gets together and celebrates the album.
This is not shocking. New federal guidelines issued by the federal government Monday may have you checking the status of your gym membership. According to the report, fewer than 1 in 3 Americans are getting enough physical activity to meet the new federal guidelines. Only 1 in 5 teens meet the new physical fitness guidelines, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Officials say the new guidelines, which update recommendations made by the Department of Health and Human Services in 2008, can be easily achieved by most adults. Now, how much should you be exercising? I've got it right here according to the new guidelines. Adults should do at least 150 minutes to 300 minutes a week of moderate intensity, or 75 minutes to 150 minutes of weak or vigorous intensity aerobic physical activity, or an equivalent combination of moderate and vigorous intensity aerobic activity. They also should include muscle strengthening activities on 2 or more days a week. Older adults should do multi-component physical activity that includes balance training as well as aerobic and muscle strengthening activities. Pregnant and postpartum women should do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity a week.
So more than once a month?
Yes, Dunaway.
Yeah, I did some weak intensity yesterday. I'm good.
That's good exercise.
Here's the thing. For anybody out there, just get motivated. Do it. Once you get there, it's much easier to maintain. And I know it's work to get there, but get somebody to motivate you. Get something to motivate you out there, because once you get up and you start doing some form of exercise, I promise you're going to feel better.
That's Lance Taylor's.
The
just
more you know.
Being honest with you, man.
The
more it does, you know. It becomes routine.
Just yeah. being honest. It does become routine. It sucks, man. I absolutely hate the treadmill, but I still do it.
I will tell you guys, I fluctuate weight like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And I work so hard to get to a certain weight, and then I coast for a couple of years, and I have to work so hard to get back. I always tell myself when I'm at my ideal weight,
I'm staying here, baby.
I am never going back.
Well, you were in a gulag for a while.
I don't even know what that is, but I was too skinny, somebody told me the other day. Too skinny in this haircut would be a bad combination right
now. I still never understood the success of Sharknado, but here comes Clownnado. Sharknado director and writer Todd Cheats has returned to a new franchise, Clownnado.
Well, you want to talk about low-hanging fruit.
They say the goal with Clownnado was to make a damn good, scary, and splatter-filled non-stop roller coaster ride, according to Cheats.
Now, sharks, I can believe. Now, clown, come on now. That's come getting a little to the unbelievable.
Literally, why is it always tornadoes?
Well, you got to have something to deliver them.
Yeah. Why is it not a bunch of scantily clad women in a hurricane. We call it hurricane.
I'm going to say, woo.
Oh, gosh. I knew he was setting something up. I just know where he was going with it.
Was it Gary the Gator that gave us the what the ex-wife, she'll come in as a hurricane, or she leaves with the furniture, she comes in wet and wild, and the only thing that'll be left is patio furniture.
No, what's the thing that a grenade and your ex-wife have in common, or your wife have in common? You pull the ring, you lose the house.
Whoa, wow.
I know!
I do have a divorce party coming up in a second here on Trash on the Table.
I thought you were going to one.
No, I haven't been to one of those yet. This should benefit us. While many shudder at the idea of waking up before 6 a.m., new research has found that early risers may be healthier and happier than those who sleep in.
Trying to tell you guys.
According to a study published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research, people who have an earlier bedtime and wake up at 6 a.m. or earlier in the morning are 25% less likely to develop depression compared to night owls. Australian psychologist Dr. Bailey Bosch supports this and insists it's easier than it seems to become an early riser.
What past 2 weeks have taught us is that, and the key to being happy is waking up at 4:30 and doing Christmas decorations in March.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. I do both.
You
got to
be happy. Yep. That's the only way.
And you know what? I feel happier the last couple of days.
Oh, good, man.
Now, they go on to say it goes without saying that those who manage their sleeping pattern more effectively will be less tired during the day. This means they have more energy and time to complete the task that support their emotional and physical well-being. Here's your divorce party. Texas woman found a creative way to finalize the end of her 14-year marriage. Kimberly Stidler, 43, celebrated her divorce with a party that culminated with a massive explosion of her wedding dress that was felt for miles.
Wow. They
really? So this woman's single now?
15 miles away they could feel it. Rather than simply throwing the dress into a fire, Kimberly's dad and brother-in-law came up with the idea of burning the dress with exploding targets. Guess the ex is lucky he wasn't found in a hole.
No joke.
You're the ex and you're seeing this is a national news story.
Yeah, I'm still worried.
The dad and father-in-law rigged the dress with 20 pounds of tannerite, an explosive component used for firearms training. Luckily, Stidler had perfect aim hitting the wedding dress on her very first shot.
Yeah, she tannerite's been in Trash on the Table before.
Yeah.
This is not the first time.
She said it was liberating pulling that trigger.
Mm. Yeah, he's probably, I hate to see divorce, but.
You guys ever had the opportunity to shoot some tannerite?
I have not.
It makes frequent appearances in trash as a warning.
Last time it did was the gender reveal party. Whoops.
Yep, yeah. Did not go well.
Sometimes it gets out of hand. By the way, Brad listening says, the joke you were looking for, LT, is why do they name females after hurricanes? Because they come in wet and wild, and when they leave, they take your house and your car.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Thank you, Brad.
It's better when Gary the Gator tells.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I got some final shower thoughts for you guys.
Listen, trying to be funny, I was just reading.
Number one shower thought. Everyone wants to be the leader, but being second in command is a pretty sweet gig. You almost have the same amount of power and way less stress.
QB2 is unbelievable. I don't know about being vice president, but quarterback 2 is the place to be.
Another shower thought. Cheating in exams is just studying at the wrong time.
At a much faster pace.
That's right.
Yeah. That is true.
Get that done.
Actually, a little more pressure. Another shower thought for you. You don't realize how long 30 seconds is until you get an unskippable ad.
Mm-hmm. And I just hammer that thing too.
Seriously, when you see a 15 second, you're like, oh my God, and there's no skip. Like, that's 15 seconds.
I like the 5 second one where I could skip after 5 seconds. But what I've noticed is there are advertisers that are better than others about getting their message across in 5 seconds.
But I pay more attention to that ad if it's only 5 seconds.
And I can skip it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you better get that message in quick because I'm skipping at 5.
Never thought about the shower thought, but it's really true. Sleeping while traveling is the closest you will ever get to teleporting.
It is a good feeling.
Because you go to sleep and you wake up.
Wake up at your destination.
That used to be great as a kid.
I know.
I don't do it well, though. Do you guys sleep? I know Brown does.
No, as a kid, I'd normally drive. But as a kid, I'm like Dunaway. As a kid, I did it.
I usually drive too. Because I have this fear of someone falling asleep while I'm sleeping, and I wake up and grab the steering wheel. It's frightening. Brown's experienced it.
Of course he has.
Thank you, Rice. Every time, Jim.
You've never gone head in the lap with him, have you?
No.
No, but I did. Once I know Dunaway fears that, one time I was really mean, and we were driving, and he had fallen asleep, and I went, oh, my God! Slammed on the brakes, and I thought, I thought I'd killed Jim.
But I have awakened and grabbing the wheel before, because in my dreams, we've run off the road.
Next morning coffee was going to be awkward at the booth.
Yeah.
Brent, what you ought to do is cuff him to that little handle.
Yeah.
Dislocate my shoulder.
Our final shower thought. the first person that discovered how to whistle was probably annoying as hell.
No joke.
Because they do it all the time. We have a whistler on the show, by the way.
Yep. It's that one and the I've been working on the railroad.
Hadn't done it. In, I mean, Rockstar. Oh. What Rockstar loved to do.
Do you have change for 20?
You love to do this,
Wait,
Rockstar.
So does Brown walk up and down the halls whistling?
I whistle, yeah. I don't mind whistling at all.
Hey, if you're 100, why wouldn't you, right?
Here's what Brown is, because you never get to see it at 4:50 or 5:05 whenever he's coming in.
When he's coming back to the house?
It's more like 5:20.
Whenever he's rolling in the mornings. He makes a point to be whistling down the hall.
That is incorrect.
Every day to walk in.
That's not
hey, man, what's up? You know, a lot of people like
good to ease. Morning.
Yeah, a lot of people like to ease into their morning.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm happy. You too, miserable.
Yeah, I don't think you are. I think you're faking it with a whistle.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
How much do you think is fake?
Ah, 4 more days till Monday. Can we do am a
poll?
I right?
Can we do a poll? How much is fake Brown?
Yeah, that sounds like a fun poll. Let's do that.
Hey, Dunaway, is it a good poll?
Oh, I think it's a
fascinating
poll.
I mean, nobody can be
poll.
A 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you tell yourself you can't, you sure can't. And you do plenty of that, Lance.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a realist, Brown. I'm a realist. Nobody's 100.
Why don't we talk about this in Manawi on an Uber ride?
Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bill on the fire. How do I do?
Trash on the Table, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage, 815-9200, or online mortgagerightradio.com.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram, @JimDunaway.